Two important primaries going on today, one in Michigan and one in Arizona. Mitt Romney will probably cruise to a relatively easy victory in Arizona. Polls are already open, but many voters cast early ballots there. Arizona went for McCain in 2008. But people are still wondering if the Republicans can yet again deliver the Grand Canyon state when we get to the general election this fall. Joining us now here in studio, Buzz Conover, reporter for Arizona Public Media in Tucson, but now in New York. Welcome to New York, sir.
Thank you so much. It's nice to be here.
You came out here, all the way out here, to cover this primary for us?
I did.
That's amazing.
That's exactly what I did.
You know, what do we know? How many people voted early? What kind of turnout have we had so far?
We've had about a 25% turnout. Early voting began in Arizona February 2nd. So people have been casting ballots now for basically a month. And they're looking at about 25% of eligible Republican voters have already cast their ballots, sent them in, and they're just waiting to be counted at this point.
You know, Arizona's going to be lying attention today, but a lot of Republicans there have complained that they're getting kind of shafted in the primary election season. Why is that?
There is that complaint. Arizona's primary was not scheduled for today originally. It was actually after Super Tuesday, and the governor, Jan Brewer, Republican, and the Republican-led legislature moved the primary earlier. Now, this was a gamble, and the state ended up losing half of its delegates to the Republican National Convention as a result of this. The trade-off was the state got a GOP presidential primary, which was just about a week ago in Mesa, a suburb of Phoenix.
A debate, yes.
Yeah, about a week ago. And that was the trade. And the hope was that we would get candidates into Arizona, you know, and Arizona would become
money.
Exactly, talking to people and things like that. And we really haven't seen a lot of candidates. We saw Gingrich, Romney, and Santorum the day before and the day of the debate. Romney has been through a couple of times, but they're not there all the time. The TV has not been completely flooded with ads and things like that. So politicians who voted to move the primary say, oh, it was a great thing. It was wonderful. But rank-and-file Republicans aren't quite so sure.
Well, let's talk about turnout today, because there is a little concern, not just in Arizona, but in the entire, across the range of GOP voters, that there may be a little lack of enthusiasm on the part of Republican voters this time. Is that what we expect to see in Arizona, or something different?
We expect to see, with the 25% early voting, that number obviously will jump. There will be people who will go to the polls starting about half an hour ago and cast their ballots. But the turnout won't be particularly high. It'll be in the 30% range is what they're expecting. So people, while they're interested, they're not excited at this point. And
that has to be a worry going ahead into the general election. I mean, we assume Mitt Romney is going to win Arizona, right?
That is the assumption. Even though the polls had Santorum very close because of the early voting, most of those ballots were cast before the Santorum surge. And Romney came close 4 years ago, but of course he was running against Arizona Senator John McCain. So McCain took it, but Romney did pretty well 4 years ago in Arizona.
All right. So this lack of enthusiasm, the Obama campaign has said they think of Arizona as being in play, this state of Barry Goldwater. What do you think about that?
They do think it's in play. If you look at voter registration, it is split about a third between Republicans, Democrats, and independents. Independents being number two. Republicans have a little bit wider margin right now, but Arizona's presidential primary is a closed primary. You have to be registered. So some of those independents jumped over. But the overall registration is split about a third. So it does appear it's in play. The president was in town about a month ago, now got the famous, you know, finger in the face from the governor on the tarmac as the two of them were having a discussion. So it looks like Arizona could be in play. It is traditionally a red state. But with a third voter registration, it may not be quite so red.
So who are the motivated voters in Arizona, and what is motivating them?
I think the motivated voters, especially come general election,
right,
will be those independents.
Also, in the 3-3-3 thing that you've set out here, Ron Paul could be huge. If those voters stay home and they're mostly independents, then it really is in play.
It does become in play. It's fascinating when you do get the third, all of a sudden everything changes and you can't predict quite so well how Arizona is going to vote.
And although Ron Paul can't affect the general election unless he's the nominee. So
if they stay
go
home,
back to the answer that
home.
Let's go back to that answer you were talking about before about who's motivated and what's motivating. It's independent voters. What does that mean in November?
What that means is, of course, the Democrats are motivated to keep Obama in office, and they have to motivate those independents to come over. And looking at Arizona's economy, while the rest of the nation, according to The Economist, have started to recover, Arizona is still in a recession. So if they can point to the Republican-led legislature and governor's office and say, see, you don't want the Republicans in, they haven't led Arizona out, they may be able to swing some of those people over. Immigration always plays interestingly in different parts of the state. It plays a little differently. So it will be an interesting time.
It'll depend on whether they're able to successfully blame the economy in Arizona on the Republican governor and legislature or on the President Obama, right?
Exactly. And that's what it'll come down to, because there is also a legislative election at the same time.
Buzz Conover, reporter for Arizona Public Media in Tucson, but today joining us here in New York. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by.